We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the top of Nun Amud Aleph. We learned in our Mishnah that someone's on the way, and he cannot reach home from where he is. So he says, you see that tree 2,000 amas away from me? I want to be kind of Shvisa under that tree, and that's 2,000 amas away from me here. And that will be a new Shvisa, and from there I go another 2,000 amas to reach my house. But it says, if I don't specify exact spot under the tree, the halach is Loi amaklum. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. And as Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Loi amaklum means, according to Rav, Loi amaklum means it's not a good Erev, because since he didn't say exact spot, it's not a good Erev, and I was oiker my Shvisa where I am right now, and therefore I'm left with only Dalet Amos, and that's it. That's what Rav holds. That's Loi amaklum means. And according to Shmuel, Loi amaklum means that you are kind of Shvisa under the tree, but since you're not sure which spot under the tree, you lose all that space, because it's always a suffix, you always have to go to Chumra. So if the tree, the width of the tree is 30 amas, so those 30 amas you can't go, so it'll be 4,000 amas minus 30 amas. That's Shmuel Shita. So our Gemara first here, Nun Amud Aleph, is an explain two Pshatim and Rav, and then once we mention one of Pshatim and Rav, we'll have a discussion about that rule that Rabba will be Mechadish to us. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rabba, my time of the Rav. What's the reason Rav holds that if someone says that I want to be kind of Shvisa under a tree, doesn't specify which place under the tree, Allah is loyam aklum, means you're not kind at all. What's Pshan and Rav? I'm a Rav, my time with the Rav, because you didn't specify the exact spot where you want to be kind of Shvisa. And in the Gaon Yaakov, it's Mevoyer, that it's a din special in Erevin. Erevin has to be a spot that I know exactly where the spot is. If I don't know exactly where it is, it's not a good Makam Shvisa, and therefore you're not carrying that Makam Shvisa. You're not Makam Shvisa where you are either, because you wanted to change it, and therefore you have nothing. That's one Pshat and Rav. V'ikadamri Amar Rava. Rav is different Pshat and Rav. My time with the Rav, Mishum de Kasavar, because he holds of a rule. Kol she'ina v'zeh chazeh, afil v'vah sa'achas eina, which means anything that can be done one after another can't be done at the same time either. Now, if someone's carrying a Shvisa, Dalet Amos in the four Amos right here, under the tree, he can't be kind of Shvisa, a different four amas under the tree, because he already was kind of this Shvisa. So since it can't be done one after another, you can't do it at one time either, which means at one time I'm saying I want to be kind of Shvisa under the tree, which means all the spots under the tree. If I can't do it one after another, I can't do it at one time either. That's the Pshat in Rav. Not because it has to be an exact spot. A different reason. The reason is because since you can't do one after another, so you can't do it at one time either. My benayu, what's an afkamina? Ika benayu, the omar liknili abba amas begur shmoin. If he speaks out, I want to be kind of four amas out of the eight amas under the tree. Let's say the under the tree is eight amas wide. I want to be kind of four of those amas, and that's it. If he says that, so mande omar shum lemesai masre, he'll lemesai masre. If you hold, it has to be the exact spot. So here also will not be good, because he didn't say exact which four amas I want to be kind of shvisa. But if you say the other reason, that anything that can't be done one after another can't be done at the same time either, here he never said I want to be kind of all the spots under the tree. Hi, here all he said was I want four amas. I just said four out of the eight. I didn't say which one it is, but I said I wanted four amas. So it's no mevasachas here, and therefore you could be koina, because the whole pshat and rav was that since you can't do one four amas after another four amas, you can't do it all at one time either. But here he doesn't want to do all at one time. He only wants four amas. He just said four out of eight. He didn't say which ones. So therefore, if you hold the reasoning as kosher ain't mevasachas, then it would work if he says four out of eight. But now Mishnah, where it says he wants to be kind of everything under the tree, Shvisa under the tree, so there it sounds like Uvasachas, that's why it's not Chal. So we have two Pshatim in Rav, either Kol She'enem Zachazah for Vasachas. Eina, it's one Pshat, the other Pshat is Kudla Misayim Asre. So now the Gemara will go off on a tangent a little bit, the rest of the Amud, to explain this, to analyze really this Klal of Rabba, which is a Shas Klal, we found it in Shas, a lot of different spots, this Klal, so called Dovah She'enem Zachazah for Vasachas Eina. Talk to Gemara, Gufa, I'm a rabbi. Kol dovah she'enem v'zachazeh, anything that's not possible, one after another, fill v'zachazeh, at one time or so, it's not possible. Eisvei, Abaye l'rabba, Abaye is going to ask a kasha on rabba, and try to ask a kasha on his rule. This rule of kol she'enem v'zachazeh, fill v'zachazeh, he's going to try to ask on that. It says in a Tesefta, Hamarba b'maisrois, if someone, the law is, let's say, Maiser Rishon, which is 10% of your produce, goes to the Levi. That's Maiser Rishon. Now, Truma doesn't have an exact amount. The Torah doesn't give an exact amount of Truma. The Chazal say either 1/50th, or 1/40th, or 1/60th. So truma is no exact amount. But ma'aser, the word ma'aser means 10%. Ma'aser always has to be 10%. That's the halacha. 10%, and if not, it's tevel. You have to take off 10%, give it to the Levi. If not, it's tevel. This fellow went ahead. He said, you know what? I want to give the Levi extra stuff. I want to take off 20% ma'aser. Amarba ma'aser, someone takes off 20% ma'aser. The halacha is like this. Peiros of his economy. The 80% of his peiros, that's good because it's gemaiser. But the ma'aser itself, which is this 20%, has half of it is ma'aser, half is not ma'aser, and it's mixed together. It's tevel, other half, it's mixed together. The halacha is that it's mukukolim. But it sounds like that it's chal. It's taka chal, just as mukukolim. There's something, there's ma'aser chal in this 20%, half of it's chal, but it's mixed together. And the Mara's akasha, why is it chal? Lema kosha inim azachazeb, fil vasachaseinoy. We should say, just like if you take off 10% ma'aser, and then you want to take another 10% ma'aser, nothing happens. It's not chal, nothing happens, nothing mixed. The first ma'aser is chal, and that second thing is nothing. So here, if I do all 20% at once, nothing should be chal. Like the rule that Rabbi said, kol she'ina v'zach is anything that shaykh one after another, fil v'asach ha'seina. So what's shot here? It's chal, and it's mixed together. L'char, it shouldn't be chal at all. So the Gemara answers, Shani, that ma'aser is different. The Gemara Shani Ma'aser, the Isa L'chatzon. Ma'aser is possible that each kernel can be made half Ma'aser. The Omar Tikdash Palga Paga de Chitza Kotcha. If I say I want to be Mekadesh each half of a kernel as Ma'aser, it works. So here also Rashi says that when you do 20% Ki'ilu, what I did was I made every kernel half Ma'aser. So I really didn't make Ma'aser 20%, I only made Ma'aser 10%, I only did half of it. Why is it mixed together? Because on every kernel we say half of it is ma'aser. So really, anything that's not shayach v'zachazev v'asachas einay, you can't do it at one time. Here, it's shayach do it at one time because I'm not really doing both of it at one time. I'm not really making chalos 20% ma'aser at one time. What I'm doing is half of each kernel is ma'aser. Freiti Gemara, but what do you do by ma'aser behema? Ma'aser behema, you can't take a behema and make it half ma'aser. What is ma'aser behema? Ma'aser behema is, you have to take every year's, all the behemoths born that year. What you do is, you put them into a pen, and you lead them out one at a time. And you say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the 10th one, that's Ma'aser Behema. That is, the halacha is Ma'aser Behema, you have to bring it as a carbon. That's Ma'aser Behema. And the halacha is that you can't make one animal half ma'aser and half not ma'aser. That you can't do. But ma'aser behema less the chatzam. And the halacha is like this. And the halacha is that va'amar Rabba, and Rabba himself says, yotzu shnayim ba'asiri. Let's say when you're counting them out of the pen, two behemas came out as the 10th one. Two came out the 10th. Makar nasiri, asiri, v'achar also. Makar nasiri, and you call them both asiri. The two came out one time. He said, this is the 10th one. The halacha is, Asir v'acharas v'morav v'zeh v'zeh. It's a 10 and 11 mixed together. And like Rashi explains, dechal, it's chal. One of them is ma'aser behema, and one of them is chal as a shlomim. Because the halacha is that if you call the 11th one Asiri, it's chal as a shlomim if it's all at the same time. So, and what's the difference between shlomim and ma'aser behema? So Rashi explains it. There's a bunch of nafkaminas. The shlomim has a halacha of smicha, and has a lach of nesachim. Nesachim means you bring along with it wine and flour. But tenufa is chaz v'shoik. After tenufa, has different halachas, and you'll have to go to chumra by both of these for the chumras of both ma'aser behema and shlamim. But the halacha is they're both chal. And the problem is that if you make ma'aser behema number 10, and then you take 11 comes down, you call ma'aser behema, nothing happens. So it's ein of v'zeh hazeh, and still same with vasa achas. It's chal. It's chal the ma'aser behema. Let's read it inside. Amar Rabba. You call the 10. It's a 10 and 11 mixed together. So you see, it's chal, even though I call Shein of Zachazah. And for the Gemara, Shani Ma'aser Behema, the Isa of Zachazah Vatayas. It is possible in certain cases where you could have Ma'aser Behema chal after Ma'aser Behema was chal already. What's the case? It's Tanayim, to the Mishnah. Karol Tshi Asiri. Let's see by mistake, when you were counting it up, the 9th one, by mistake, you called the 10. And then someone screamed at you, no, that's the 9th one. So you said 9. And the 10th one walked out and he said 9. And then the guy said, no, 10. And the 11th one walked out, he called it Asiri. The halacha is, Shloshtom Mekachom. All three are Kaidish. And the reason is because since you didn't make the 10 yet, Kedin, because the 9th one came out called 10, the 10th one came out called 9, therefore on the 11th one, if you call it 10, it has a chalos. So you see there's an idea that sometimes it can be chal, some kedusha on the 11th one. Some it could be chal kedusha on the 11th one. So therefore when you say 10 on two together, you also could be chal the kedusha on that. Even though usually kol she'ena v'zachazah v'asachaseina. Here, since you find the precedent that we make a toys, it could be chal A11. Could be chal a certain kedusha in a case where you didn't say the 10 correctly. If you say 10 on 11, it's chal the kedusha. Therefore, when you say 10 on two together, also it could be chal the kedusha. So it's not shver on the klal v'asachaseina. The Gemara tries the third question. The less of a toyo is for less of a zachazah. Toyo does not have toys. Because if you make toyo is a type of hekdesh, it belongs to, it's kaddish, it's a carbon. And if it's hekdesh toyo, it's no hekdesh. And also for less of a zachazah. The halacha is if you make 40 chalas for a toyo is a carbon that someone brings when he has a nes done to him. It's similar to a shlomim. The only difference is it's only eaten for one day, one night. And along with it, you bring 40 chalas. In order to be farsim the nes, like the Netziv says, you bring 40 chalas, that has to be eaten in one day and one night, and therefore people will say, why are you eating so much chalas? Then they're going to, why are you giving out the chalas? Tell us to explain the nes. Bal kapanim, there's a din is that only 40 chalas can be chal. If you, after the makas, not a 40 chalas, it will not be chal. Because it's ain't of a zachazah. There's less of a toys, less of a zachazev. It's why we learn toydo shenishka shmeinim chalas. He's shechter a toydo on 80 chalas. So it's machlekes. Chizkiy on a kachu ayala meim tech shmeinim. 40 out of the 80 chal. But yechnam alay kachu. It's not chal ala meim tech shmeinim. 40 out of the 80 is not chal. And what's the kasha? The kasha is that Chizkiyah is not like Rabba. Rabbi Yechman is a takah like Rabba. He says nothing is chal. But Chizkiyah says that 40 is chal. And the question is, if it's not shach to make 40 and then not a 40, so it's zachazev einoy. I feel vasachas einoy. I can tell you what's the kasha from Chizkiyah Rabba. So Mepharshim explain because Chizkiyah was Rabbi Yechon's Rebbe, and it doesn't make sense that Rabba should argue on Chizkiyah, and therefore the kasha is that Lachari received from here, not like Rabba's klal kol she'ena v'zachazah fill v'asachazena. So the more no, it's not shver. Ha'itamar alam Rabbi Zera kol moedim. Everyone agrees. Heichad the omar the kasha abam teich shmeinim the kashi. If you say I want him to kadosh 40 out of 80, it's pasha that's kadosh because he didn't try to make 80 kadosh. If he says, I only want to make 40, if 80 can be chal, it does not work. It's not kaddish. And that like stems like Rabbi. Why? Because kol she'ena v'zachazah, fill v'asachazah, in fact, one time doesn't work. So what is the machlekes chizkiyah v'yechonon? Hold different machlekes. Funny is what a guy means. Keep ligi v'stam. When he stam shechs on 80 chal. So the stam, what stam das? Mar sov l'achrayis kamachavim, v'al t'nai esinu. One man says that we assume that what he means to, is only to be Mekadosh 40. I, why do you bring 80? For Achrayis, for insurance policies, in case those get ruined. So all he meant was to make 40 out of 80. That's why it's Chal. And the other man says, no, Mar Shavar, the carbon Golik Mechav, he's trying to make a big carbon, he's trying to make a Mekadosh 80. And that's not possible, therefore nothing is Chal. So really, Dodd Shtim Rabba, it's a whole different machlekes here. What a person, when he brings it to stam, does it mean? Does it mean the Mekadosh 40 out of 80? Or does it mean the Mekadosh 80, and therefore nothing is Chal? Ahem.